It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In western Wisconsin, on the Minnesota border, the town board of Isabel is one of the latest communities in the state to pass an ordinance aimed at regulating concentrated animal feeding operations known as CAFOs.
Town leaders say the ordinance is meant to protect the environment, public health, and safety. These large livestock businesses are defined as having at least 1,000 animal units.
Later, we'll learn more about potential conflicting oversight between state and local regulations on CAFOs and what these local ordinances do.
But first, WPR reporter Danielle Kading joins us for a look at the developments in the town of Isabel. Danny, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Well, lay it out for us. What is this town's new ordinance meant to do?
So it's meant to do a number of different things. I mean, first off, like, it would require the owners of these large farms known as CAFOs, or concentrated animal feeding operations, to kind of prepare to handle risk from their operations. So they'd have to provide an operations permit, or they would have to get one and pay an application fee. And then they would have to submit plans on a number of different things, like managing waste, air pollution, disposal of dead animals, road damage, fire safety, and also like how to prevent spread of disease and damage to nearby waterways. So it's pretty extensive.
This town, Isabel, doesn't have a CAFO inside its borders, from what I understand. What type of then, and what are they trying to anticipate here as a town?
Well, I think this is kind of been prompted because of the fact that there is a nearby CAFO that is currently expanding, and they're just worried about the potential effects of these large farms on the environment and public health and safety and things like air quality and water quality. And I can go into that more if you'd like.
And so would a business have to fill out this operations permit to be able to locate their operation then in Isabel?
Yes, they would have to get an operations permit and pay that application fee. And I believe it's something on the order of like $2, or like for the first 2,000 animal units, it would be like a $6,000 fee.
Okay.
And if to put that in context, I think that would be like roughly 1,400 milking cows.
And so you mentioned the 1,700 cow dairy farm that's nearby, planning an expansion in a nearby town. What can you tell us about the expansion and what's been approved by the state?
Sure. So Rich Breeze Dairy is currently running that 1,700 cow dairy that you referenced in Pierce County, and they have plans to grow to about 6,500 cows next year. And that expansion would generate nearly 78 million gallons of manure annually, or wastewater. And so the state has issued a modified permit that would allow the farm to grow. And as part of that, the farm is going to be doing some more sampling of manure, updating some emergency response and inspection plans, and adding some additional facilities to store waste.
How are local residents reacting to the green light from the state?
Well, they're not pleased about it. There's a group there that has petitioned for a contested case hearing on the state's decision to approve the plans. And basically, they just are arguing that it doesn't provide enough protection from the potential for manure contamination of local waterways and groundwater. And they highlight that the state did not require groundwater monitoring from the farm or on the fields as part of their proposed expansion.
And, you know, agriculture being such big business in Wisconsin, what do farm groups think of these local CAFO ordinances?
Well, farm groups like the Dairy Business Association and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation say that, you know, these operations ordinances are pretty burdensome and costly. They say that the requirements within them are so onerous that only a few farms could meet them, essentially threatening to force out family farms. And they also argue that Wisconsin already has strict environmental standards for CAFOs, and that adding these kind of local ordinances just creates a patchwork of regulations that causes uncertainty or confusion for farmers or CAFO owners.
Danny, thank you so much for your reporting.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Kate.
That is WPR reporter Danielle Kading, covers the environment, energy, and news on Northern Wisconsin from our Superior Bureau. We've been learning about how the town of Isabel in western Wisconsin is responding to pollution concerns and seeking to regulate large livestock facilities, or CAFOs, at the local level. Now to look further at regulating CAFOs in the state, we go to Steph Tai, a professor at the UW Law School and Associate Dean for Education and Faculty Affairs at the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. Steph, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
We've been learning about this new CAFO ordinance approved by the Town Board of Isabel. You know, opponents say these local ordinances are creating a patchwork of regulations for the state's ag industry. Is that what you see, a patchwork here of regulations? What are the legal issues?
Well, so the first thing to remember is that this initial regulation, the state regulation of CAFOs under the DNR, comes from sort of delegated authority from the Clean Water Act. So the Clean Water Act allows for this, what's known as cooperative federalism, for state agencies to regulate what are called point sources. And in the 2000s, the EPA issued a number of sort of regulations saying, CAFOs above a certain amount can, under certain conditions, count as a point source. And so that gave Wisconsin the authority, the DNR, to establish regulations for permitting different CAFOs, because when they leak, they come out of something that looks really similar to a single kind of source, like a pipe or something. Contrast that with smaller kind of operations where you do the manure spreading on the ground, that can also get into groundwater, but it's not so concentrated such that it counts as a point source. So that's the short of it under the Clean Water Act. So what does the DNR do? The DNR also issues for permits for operations above a certain number of animal units. They're different ones for cows versus chickens, et cetera, because they generate different amounts of manure.
Pigs.
So what that does is it creates certain standards some of the standards are set by the DACCAP, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, Consumer Protection, and they establish standards for sort of citing them. This includes sort of having certain types of nutrient management plans, property lines, et cetera, management of odor. And so, ideally, a lot of these sort of health concerns can be addressed through the permitting, right? And that's what a lot of the farm groups are saying, is that through the application of a permit and the conditions that are placed on these facilities, that's sufficient, right, to protect for sort of public health. Now, the thing is that many, neighbors of CAFOs don't think that that's sufficient. And the reasoning, is varied, right? So some of it is just that they smell bad, right? So there's the air pollution that comes from there. There's typically a lot of ammonia, which is really dangerous for respiratory health, that it can also come from the CAFO lagoons. And then there's concern, right, that the containment of the manure isn't really great. Mm-hmm. So they can leach, they can get into the groundwater. There can be sort of flood conditions that can cause these to leach. And so many municipalities want to impose more stringent kind of requirements. And our Wisconsin laws do allow for that if they're quote-unquote grounded in science and necessary to protect public health and safety. So an ordinance can be passed successfully by a municipality if it passes those kinds of requirements. Even more stringent requirements can be enacted if they're necessary to protect water quality. And even more, they can be enacted if it's for health, safety, and welfare of the public. So that's usually why, we have, I think, 8 different municipalities and 3 counties, last I checked, in Wisconsin,
who are applying these more stringent ordinances. So Wisconsin is home to an increasing number of CAFOs, according to the DNR, over 300 of these large farms. Do you think more communities will try to pass these more stringent ordinances to exercise what they hope is more control over these businesses?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's going to be a number of factors, right? Do they think that the economic benefits of expansion or a new CAFO will really reach the town. So that's part of it. You know, there's conflicting studies on how much local localities sort of actually reap any of the benefits. Then there's also going to be, you know, public opposition in that, you know, if there is public opposition, and that's going to depend again on the sort of nature of the town. And then it also sometimes depends upon, like, you know, the different local boards that operate, because there are a lot of different conflicting local politics sometimes around CAFOs. So as they expand, there's likely going to be more discussion about what different municipalities want in terms of CAFOs. So yes, there's a possibility that there's going to be more ordinances.
And it, I guess it's too soon to tell whether these local ordinances mitigate the risk CAFOs pose to public health, and, you know, what these local laws will eventually do.
Yes, exactly. So that's difficult, and there's a lot of privacy laws actually that apply specifically to farm operations that mean that sometimes even like sort of Freedom of Information Act or open records requests within Wisconsin, you can't necessarily get the data as, you know, private individuals of some types of things related to CAFO operations. So it's hard to measure after the fact whether or not an ordinance is working or not, because you can't get the data.
Okay, so if we do see more of these local ordinances, how might state government need to respond, you know, if more and more come on the books?
Yeah, so, I mean, actually, I think it was just last year or this year, the Wisconsin legislature actually proposed removing more of the local control, partly because of demand from the farm lobby. Mm. And so Governor Evers vetoed it, but there's going to be pressure on the legislature to maybe make things, I guess, less patchwork, right? So that superseding more local ordinances.
Steph, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That is Steph Tai, professor at the UW Law School, explaining differences in national, state, and local approaches to water pollution caused by concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs. Earlier, WPR reporter Danielle Kading discussed a recent ordinance passed by the town of Isabel to locally regulate CAFOs.